Okay, hello guys, this is Chris Gilland. Well, I have a bit of a situation I wanted to discuss here on Audio Boo and just get you all's opinions on. For those of you who are iPhone users running iOS 7, I made a really interesting discovery the other day of a feature, which is new, by the way, that has been implemented into iOS 7. Yes, I am an iOS developer, but believe it or not, and I don't think that I'm in any kind of position where I'm going to get in trouble for telling you guys this, being that iOS 7 now has officially been released to the public, so it's not like I'm on NDA anymore. I couldn't have told you this before last Wednesday, but I don't see any reason why I would get in trouble at this point to say this. The last Goldmaster seed, by Goldmaster, for those who aren't developers who don't know, Goldmaster is basically just, it's the final version of iOS, basically, that's released to us developers privately before actually going live and hitting where everybody else who are non-devs can get a hold of it. So basically, the Goldmaster is the version, it's the most recent version that we as developers see prior to the official release. Let's put it that way. So that release, as far as I know, at least, did not have this feature. But when iOS 7 was officially last Wednesday released, it was a discovery a couple of days ago that I actually made. What the deal is you can go in under your phone app, and there's actually a couple ways you can do this. You can do it from your contacts app, or you can do it from the phone app directly. But essentially, what the deal is, or you can even, for that mind, go under settings off of your home screen, and then from settings, you can go in to, I guess that would be phone. And then from there, you can do this. Basically, what they've done is they've implemented a block callers list, you know, kind of like a blacklist. So what you do is you can add a phone number to that list. You can either add it from your recent call log, or you can add it manually just by going into the block callers area and then tapping on the little plus icon. For voiceover users, it'll actually say add button, and you can kind of go from there and you can add, you know, whatever number you want, or I should say more properly, whatever number / numbers you want to add. Here's my concern, however, with this. I think it's a great idea. I really do. I think it's an excellent idea, and I'm very, very pleased that Apple finally came up with the idea to go ahead and do this. And that's not, I'm not being a smart butt when I say that either. I'm being completely serious. There's no sarcasm here. I'm being very sincere when I say that. I think it was a very great idea. I really do. And I think it has wonderful potential. But here's the problem that we run into. I myself have not actually blocked my phone number, so I can't demonstrate this, so you're just going to kind of have to trust me with this. But basically, I did test this from my home phone to my cell phone to my iPhone, mainly just because I wanted to see exactly what really happened when a person called, and I had a theory what would probably happen, and unfortunately, my theory proved to be 100% correct. So what the deal is yeah, you can block a number, and that will prevent them from being able to text you or for that mind, FaceTime you, whether that be video FaceTime or audio-only FaceTime, and it'll also prevent them from being able to call you with just a regular voice call. The problem, however, lies in if they try to call you via a voice call. I didn't say a FaceTime call. Let's be very clear here. I'm saying if they literally pick up a phone and dial area code da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and literally call your iPhone telephone number directly, whether that be from another iOS device or from a traditional landline or whatever, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is they call you. Guess what? They are not technically going to get blocked. What actually happens? Well, yeah, I mean, it blocks them, okay, sort of, ish. But what it does is it basically just bypasses them from being able to call you and routes them directly into your voicemail. So it would be like no different than as if you basically either had your phone airplaned, you know, in airplane mode, or you had cellular service turned off, or basically had do not disturb enabled, or fourthly had your phone just totally powered off. So I ran a little bit of a test. I wanted to see after it took me to my voicemail and my greeting was played, once the greeting finished, I wanted to see if I successfully could leave myself a voicemail, even though I was blocked. Sure enough, I was able to. And when I checked voicemail on my phone, I did see the voicemail come down, and I was able to listen to it successfully. I was able to play it back, and I was able to delete it and all that other good stuff. So the bottom line that I'm trying to make is, yeah, you know, Apple, great feature. I think it has a lot of potential, but I think that it really kind of defeats its whole purpose because the fact of the matter is it goes to voicemail directly, totally bypassing your phone. So I guess in that sense, it does block. I guess in that sense, it does block the caller from calling you, but it doesn't stop them from being able to leave you a voicemail. So I don't really see where this is going to be a good thing because think about it this way. Yeah, the caller might get fed up with being blocked, but and not being able to reach you, but who's to say, let me put it to you this way. If I'm a person who would be calling you and harassing the hell out of you, not that I am, please know that, but believe me, if I'm going to call and harass the hell out of you, I'm damn well going to find a way to get to where I'm harassing the crap out of you. And if that means that I can't get through to you via text, FaceTime, or voice call, guess what I'm going to do? Sure shit, I'm going to turn around, and you better believe it when I say that I'm going to turn around and I'm going to definitely harass you by leaving voicemails on your voicemail, totally clunk up voicemail inbox, and, you know, get your voicemail box totally full and just give you message after message, just ka-donk, 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 doing, 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 over and over again. So, quite frankly, I may not be able to harass you if you block me. I may not be able to harass you in real time, but you rest your money on the fact that if I were that type of person, hypothetically, which, again, I can't stress this enough, I'm definitely not that type of person, but hypothetically, if I were, we'll just say for sake of argument, I could definitely get around that just by simply calling you and leaving you voicemail after voicemail until I was blue in the face. Now, granted, I would think after a while, any person with any neurological sense of smarts would get sick and tired of doing that, but especially if they didn't get a call back. But the bottom line is, if I were a persistent Pete, I could certainly keep calling, and before you know it, your voicemail would basically explode. So, and just totally go ape crap on you and just go kaboom. So, yeah, not a good thing. It kind of defeats the whole purpose, in my humble opinion, you know? So, anyway, guys, I'd be interested in knowing your feedback on this and knowing what you guys think. Should we get a hold of Apple, you know, regarding this, and go to theapple.com/feedback and leave them. This is a little bit of a kind of push to say to them, basically just to say, you guys may want to look at this. I'm not really sure how much of this they would really have control over. See, that's the thing. You know, I don't know how much of this is dependent of the GSHR. You know, I don't know how much of this is dependent on the tower within the internal switch, or how much of it's, because if you truly wanted to get the phone number blocked, and I mean like literally blocked to the point where it wouldn't even go to voicemail, where it would either give a recording or it would just click and just go nowhere at the internal switch, it would just, the call would never terminate at the other end, then I would think that would have to be done in the internal switch. I don't think that's something, I think that would have to be done in the GSHR tower. I don't think that's something you could do just simply via software on your, on the firmware of your device. I know there are apps out there, if you jailbreak, that would let you do it, but quite obviously, that's not something I'm going to be doing. Thank you very much, and please don't argue with me of the reasons why. The bottom line is I'm not doing it. Get over it. I have my reasons, and I plan to be very one-track-minded to that, so don't ask me to jailbreak, because quite frankly, it's not happening. And I'm a very firm believer in that I will stick to that. Anyway, like I was saying, though, I suppose there are ways, if you wanted to go that route, that you could do it. But, excuse me, even then I would think you would have to have something somehow that would be established through the internal switch somewhere along the relay line. I don't think it's going to do it just simply by an app. I think the best that the app, or for that mind, firmware is going to do is to basically just say, nope, you're not getting through, kaboom, and just basically just go and take you over into, you know, and just take you over into voicemail. So that's all I can really tell you regarding that. Anyway, I'd be interested in you all's opinions and you all's thoughts. You guys take care. God bless.